I'll have the two eggs, please.
How'd you like
them? Over hard.
Okay.
Skip over me. I'm gonna think about it.
I would like the big breakfast special number 3.
Whoa!
The veggie omelet with egg beaters. Can I get fruit instead of the hash browns? And dry wheat toast, please.
I am going to go with a Belgian waffle.
So, everybody went original except the old man?
No, he got pink. He got
I
waffles.
I did get a waffle, but I have had a waffle before. With cherries.
I don't mean literal old man.
Oh, okay. He got
I did get a waffle, but I have had a waffle before. With cherries.
I don't mean literal old man.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to throw out there for the record that those of you who don't eat meat are more than welcome to get your meat on the side and then give it to those of
but
us who
do. But don't I have to
do.
Pay more for my meat?
I don't know.
That's sometimes. Correct. It depends upon which.
I don't know. Are you worth me paying more for my meat?
Well, I don't want you to pay more, but if it comes with it.
Okay, yes.
But like, Julie always gets a salad, and then she'll be like, oh, can I get the bacon and the avocado? Like, I don't want those. And I'm like, get them on the side.
Right.
She's like, what are you ordering that would use those things? I'm like, I don't care.
I'll
just do them.
See, it's like a 2 + 2 + 2 + 2.
Whoa.
You could do something like that, and then it comes with 2 bacon and 2 sausage links. I'm not eating.
I have to pay for the meat.
On that,
bacon?
Do I have to pay for the meat?
On that note.
I don't know if I could answer that question.
Asked by Anne. Asked by Anne. Yes.
Wow.
Number four.
Okay.
Whew. See, that's why I said we should get rid of numbers. Cause
most events are our time machine. CTCKY number 4, DDT.
Okay, so I was a huge fan of Jake the Snake Rabber.
Did you see
that? I am good. I did. Okay.
I was more of a fan of Damien. So.
What are you talking about?
WWE?
Actually, WWF.
What was that?
Well, it was the F, I'm sorry. The World Wrestling Federation.
Okay.
Had a guy by the name of Jake the Snake Rabber who would perform a DDT on his opponents. That was his finishing move.
He sprayed them with chemicals?
He looked nothing like the professional wrestlers of today.
No.
Mind you.
He looked more like a hard rocker. And with a big mustache.
And he carried a snake, Damien, in a burlap sack.
Like an
and
anaconda.
So after he defeated his opponent, he let Damien sort of crawl all over.
This was before the World Wildlife Foundation said, you have to change your name.
Well, there was a 15-year lawsuit.
Right.
They finally won,
right.
And so WWF had to become WWE.
All right, Adam, tell us about DDT.
Well, it's dichlorodiphenyl trichloroethane.
If you were to look at the molecule itself, wouldn't you just assume that this was bad?
Something that could kill you?
It does have that appearance.
I looked at it, and I was like,
it's got a couple benzene rings.
Yeah.
Well,
chlorine there.
German chemist Othmar Ziedler. Independently created it with Dr. Paul Mueller, so they separately discovered it in their labs. Neither of them really had a purpose for it.
I thought Mueller was years later.
It was 1939.
People. Yeah.
So 1874, no purpose. They just made it and said,
right.
Look what I made.
Said, look at this magical thing. Who knows what it's for?
And so then Mueller realized that it
killed
flies.
Not what most organic chemists
killed
do.
Flies.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he got the Nobel Prize.
That is organic synthesis in general.
Yes, generally. Look at this, huh?
Either I made this thing, or I found a new way to make this
right,
thing.
Right, exactly.
That seems sort of like particle physicists and chemists, too. Let's smash these things together and
right,
see what comes
see what
out.
We have theories about what will happen.
So do organic chemists.
You think organic chemists have no idea what's going to happen?
Yes, I do.
You need to take another organic chemistry course.
So again, it's the same. Well,
okay.
Let's put these things together, and I think this is going to come out, but every once in a while, I'm surprised.
Right.
Let's throw one of our listeners in here, Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Who is one of our co-teachers.
Does she listen?
She does.
She says she's listened to everyone.
Whoa.
And we have not mentioned her at all.
Oh.
She's not pleased.
Well, she is actually
but
invited
what
to
she
be
she
part
know
of
about organic chemistry?
Now, she was going to get her biochemistry master's from Roosevelt.
I remember
she
that.
Was in. Do you remember the story here?
No.
She was in an organic chemistry class, and it was an organic synthesis class, and one of the assignments, the final assignment, was to synthesize an organic compound that had not been found yet. And she's like,
what?
Don't people get, like, Nobel Prizes
right.
for that? And the professor's
guess,
like, yeah, you could figure something out.
I guess you could, like, just add a bromine to something.
I know.
But
I was just like,
that's pretty intense.
Yeah. And she's like, at that point, I knew I wasn't going to
right.
finish the course. So.
Wow.
That was perfect. She's like, doesn't that seem hard? I'm like, not really.
I mean, there's enough randomness you could...
Right, you could find something. I'm like, I would have to research whether it was ever found at some point.
I would take some basic thing and then... look up what happens if you add an alcohol or a bromine. Mm-hmm.
Or a lithium.
A lithium. Or a chlorine, a la today's topic.
Oh. So I was going back to... I was hearkening back to previous episode if you have not been listening. Look.
That was our first episode.
Reference our episode on the organometallic tert-butyl lithium.
Right.
But going back to DDT.
Yes.
So it's a great pesticide. Kills lots of flies.
Lots of mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes, which is why it came to prominence in the...
Can we talk about why? Because I have a feeling that, I don't know whether you researched it, but biochemistry plays a little bit of part in why this happens.
Yeah, I just kind of skipped over that whole question.
I mean,
I thought
this
you
is
had
the
that
worthless,
covered.
This is the worthless,
the worthless part of our knowledge that
something about interrupting
it actually
something.
Interrupts the sodium potassium pump.
Can you give me a little? What is the sodium potassium pump?
I'll try. I had to refresh myself.
Okay.
The sodium potassium pump controls the levels of sodium and potassium that are inside the cell.
Okay.
So it's an active transport through the cell membrane.
Okay.
So it's mostly in nerve impulse transport.
Okay.
So DDT, what DDT does in insects is it basically locks it open where the sodium is continuously
uh-huh.
flooding into the cell, which makes the nerve continuously fire, which causes spasms and death.
And that's actually called tetanus, I believe. And so that's the
huh?
So when a nerve cell continuously fires, that is tetanus. And so it's so when
which is why
someone
so
gets the right, when someone gets the disease, it's because the lockjaw, because their nerves are constantly firing.
There you go.
I was deathly afraid of tetanus when I was young because that's how my parents used to scare me. Because as a rural hillbilly, I could run around with shoes anywhere, without shoes anywhere,
right.
except the barn, because
right.
the barn had nails in it.
But
didn't you
not
just get a regular tetanus shot to stay prepared?
Well, but that's how my parents scared me into not going into the barn without shoes on.
They really don't want to have to clean up the
right.
bloody mess.
They would
yeah.
tell me that I would get tetanus and lockjaw, and I'd be
here's
really
the thing about tetanus, though. It's caused by bacteria.
Right.
And so the only reason the rusty nail
right.
myth survives is because if the metal is rusty, it's been laying out for a long time,
right.
and that means there's a higher chance that it could have the tetanus bacterium on it.
But, I mean, is it a myth? I mean, I bet there is a pretty high correlation.
I don't know, but, like...
Does the bacteria like rust?
Now to the point where, like, you scratch
maybe.
Yourself on a chain-link fence, they're like, oh, you need a tetanus shot. No, I really don't, because
right.
there are no barnyard animals next to that chain-link fence.
They hurt a lot.
Tetanus shot?
Yeah.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
When I got hit by a car on my bicycle...
This is also a theme from last week.
I ran through the windshield, and they said, oh, you need a tetanus shot. And I was like, okay. And then the next morning I woke up, and my other arm hurt a lot worse than the arm that had gone through the windshield. It's really painful.
What about rabies shots?
Never had
not
a series of, like, seven in your stomach? Isn't
I don't know. Well, did you see Manu Ginobili?
Yeah.
There was a basketball game. Manu
yes.
Ginobili is a... basketball player for the Spurs.
No.
There was a bat in
oh,
the arena.
Swatted
this, yeah.
He's from like Argentina, and he like ninja swatted the bat to the ground.
And PETA's all up in arms about
yes.
it.
But the bat's
but the,
okay.
The bat survived, which and it escaped, which is why they couldn't test it, which is why he needed a rabies shot.
Uh-huh.
PETA was all upset because
he
swatted it, but he didn't kill it.
Well, PETA, frankly, is crazy.
I had a bat that lived in my, well, that did not live there, but it was in my fraternity dorm room
uh-huh.
one time, and I caught it with a lacrosse stick. And I,
that's the perfect
and then
place.
I threw it out the window.
Well, speaking of PETA.
So PETA would not be mad at me.
Jess hates
PETA. Oh, they're
PETA.
Well,
they
make all animal rights people look crazy.
And the founder, can't think of her name, but she is very anti-pitbull, and so Jess
oh, really?
Is anti-PETA.
Yeah. I learned about PETA, oddly,
I'll show her.
Yeah.
From watching a Penn and Teller episode in a hotel somewhere. I know, isn't that weird?
No, it's their show on Jersey.
Don't.
Isn't that totally weird? I think it's like the only episode I've ever seen, and
oh,
I was like, Penn and Teller's the greatest thing that ever happened.
It's a super liberal show, but it's still like
it's
very
libertarian,
wacky.
Actually.
Very liberal, man.
In the classical sense.
I suppose.
Do you want me to tell my bad story?
Yes, I would like you to tell your bad story.
So our neighbors...
I will take an iced tea, actually.
Whoa, look on the edge. Our neighbors had a bat in their house once, and the woman had a brilliant idea that the way to get rid of the bat that would be humane would be to use the leaf blower on the suck operation and then take it out and blow it out with the leaf blower. She didn't process.
She didn't understand the suck operation right. Officially, I think.
Exactly.
It's a pretty good put down. You don't understand the suck operation.
So needless to say, that got chopped up pretty solidly.
Well, and it's not even a suck, is it, Derek?
No, it is not. It is blow.
It is true.
So no such thing as suck.
It's blow in the opposite direction.
True. Anyway.
Have you seen the fan that doesn't have any blades
yeah,
that
awesome.
They came out?
That's no.
It's expensive,
yeah,
though.
It sounds like a vacuum cleaner. It is a vacuum cleaner, basically.
Yeah,
the
but
fan
it's supposed
is,
to be quiet.
The fan is internal, but
yeah.
It's got the zzzz.
Wait till you have children. You'll want this fan.
Really?
I
don't
it's
really
a great
care.
Idea. She could spend an hour standing there, putting things
oh.
in, putting her hand in,
yeah.
throwing paper in there.
I suppose.
It's an expensive toy.
Can you turn
yeah.
it
I was thinking more like
and
a
then
baby.
Do like the skydiving thing.
I like it.
Babies enjoy the blades moving.
Well, yeah, but I'm picturing the side
that's,
experiments. That
that's
could.
4 hours right there.
That's right.
I was going to say, I can just turn
taking away 4 hours from
I can just turn the shop back on.
Exactly.
Same idea.
Not the same.
Not the same at all.
Back
know.
To the DDT.
Yes.
So there are a bunch of initial concerns. First, regarding the forced, let's say, selection of the mosquitoes. And so that if you were to kill the mosquitoes that didn't have immunity to the
right.
to the pesticide, then you'd only be left with mosquitoes then.
Right.
But they actually found that even the mosquitoes
thank
with
you.
Immunity
great, thank you.
Didn't like being around the DDT.
Was that really the first thing they found, or was the first concern they had was, whoa, this is maybe an environmental toxin, let's think about this?
I don't think they thought about
it. I don't think they thought about
it
much later.
Are you kidding? Are we talking about Silent Spring, or we're not there yet?
Not yet.
We're not even near that.
I think everyone's still ecstatic about this substance because it kills mosquitoes.
And
malaria's bad.
And it serves as a deterrent. And so even if you're not killing mosquitoes, they're going away from you.
Right.
And I think that was the good thing. It saved, they credit with saving just millions and millions of people by
right.
having mosquitoes stay away from populated areas.
And it eradicated malaria
in a lot
Europe
of places.
And
yeah.
the U.S. And, although, interestingly, malaria is still present in India and they still use DDT.
Yes.
So now enter Rachel Carson.
Okay, Rachel Carson. This is so exciting. This is the first time that randomly, haphazardly, a famous female scientist has popped up.
It's too early for me to hear this.
Can't she just be a scientist?
She could be, except if I don't point out that she's female, then nobody ever thinks about that women.
But isn't her reasoning somewhat flawed?
What? Say what?
Okay, we'll continue.
Wait, let Anne tell the story first.
So anyway, both I like her for many reasons, partly which she's the famous female scientist. She's one of the four on my female scientist t-shirt. And also because...
Who is a female scientist?
Me.
Who are the other three?
Marie Curie, Elizabeth Blackwell.
Mm.
Rosalind Franklin.
And there it is.
Did they all kill themselves, or just the one?
Just Marie.
Well,
well
no,
depends on your
Rosalind,
definition.
Rosalind Franklin, too.
Oh, yeah.
She did.
True.
She was
yeah.
an X-ray spectrographer.
That's true.
Spectrographist,
anyway.
Maybe.
Something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
All right. So, back to Rachel Carson. So, she says, wait a minute. This is we should be concerned about this as being a potential environmental toxin. And she writes this novel, Silent Spring, and it becomes this huge... life-changing event where everybody, including the government, starts to go, oh, wait a minute, maybe we should look at this.
This is the 60s, right? This
yeah.
is the early 60s?
Yes.
So this is just the start of your hippie.
Of my hippie. I lay claim to the hippie movement.
Hippie founders, I was going to go with.
Oh,
all sure, right. Yeah.
Yes. But what's amazing
four
is
mothers.
That...
Four mothers.
That's right. What's amazing is that anybody actually bothered to listen to it, look at it, or think about changing mm-hmm. anything.
So, it's been identified as an environmental toxin.
Mm-hmm.
Now come the 80s and they discover what are the effects of DDT in the environment?
On people? On animals?
Insert bad effect here.
Birds.
Okay.
Bad for birds. I don't understand the biochemistry, nor do I care.
So, it just resulted in a softening of the
yeah.
shells of the eggs.
And almost killed off all the bald eagles.
Right.
Which is... especially ironic.
Because the bald eagles were higher in the food chain, the biomagnification.
Exactly.
DDT was not leaving their systems.
As a hydrophobic compound.
Right.
You might want to explain what hydrophobic means.
Hydrophobic, because it's this huge hydrocarbon without really any polar character to it, any considerable polar character to it. It doesn't really dissolve in water. It dissolves in fatty substances.
In biology, we call them fat-soluble
There you
substances.
Go, fat-soluble. So basically just gets
right.
stuck in soil and in plants and in animals, and then like as an animal eats an animal, it just keeps going up the food chain. Same problem like with mercury.
Lead,
right.
any
yeah.
of your heavy metals.
Mm-hmm.
cadmium, I would imagine.
I'm sure.
So the bald eagles are, you know, just flush, pissed off. It's getting in the way of their eggs. It's wiping them out. So they just ban it outright. So no DDT anywhere.
Very quickly.
Very quickly. This was, I don't know the year. Maybe
72.
Oh, 72? I thought it was in the 80s.
Nope. 72 is the U.S.
I agree.
It almost led to the only bald eagle being the one on the Muppets.
Whoa. So. What?
You are all weirdos.
DDT affects children.
Affects children, and it affects mothers, causing several problems. Preterm birth, early weaning, which is a particular problem when you think about these third world countries that were sprayed with DDT to, you know, hopefully cut down on the malaria. To have preterm birth and early weaning equals infant death. And so, it's bad news. Bad news bears.
Yeah, especially when there's no food in the country.
Right, exactly.
That's a big problem.
All right, so I'm going to guess that you did not read the link that Adam sent about the junk science viewpoint of DDT.
So there was sort of 100 points, and they were effectively saying DDT is probably not as bad as Rachel Carson wanted us to believe.
Thank you.
She said that, so this article primarily pointed, and it's got
references.
It's got references for every fact, so it's legit. I checked out some of them.
So I was going to say, just because it had the references,
no,
right. I mean those references.
I took the next step.
Our students' papers sometimes.
And there was articles from Nature, and all, and then you've got Peregrine Falcon Populations Journal. So,
okay. Clearly,
I often read the Peregrine Falcon Population Journal.
So anyways, so effectively what this was saying was that farmers were just misusing the DDT, and they were spraying it in way too high amounts, like they do everything, because if a little is good, more is better.
More is better.
And so that's why it was getting into the ecosystem at large, and if they had used it responsibly, we would have never seen these effects. It wouldn't have been enough to bioaccumulate.
And that the guy that actually banned it never went to the hearings that talked about it. He just kind of said,
sounds bad.
It's bad. The public's against it. Let's get rid of it. And the lives that it saves in third world countries,
it's worth it.
Far outweighs the harmful effects. So it's an interesting viewpoint.
So DDT has made quite the comeback, though, over the course of the last, what, 5 years?
In the U.S.?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Well, I mean, I think that we're starting to get to a point.
Thank you.
I was reading about the kind of through Adam's that junk science thing. That I was following some of the links, and there's a lot of movement towards getting it back to being approved, at least as an insecticide. Because
are we having an insect problem that needs to be dealt with?
The West Nile virus has scared a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
And so as a result, I mean, you know, we banned DEET from being inside of things for quite some time, and now we're kind of on the track.
DEET is back.
It is, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we banned DEET for a long time.
Right.
Well, we didn't ban it, but I mean, we just, it was bad. And then we brought it back into lotions and all the sprays and everything. And now it seems like we are definitely moving to, they were saying that people were definitely on the cusp of being okay with it.
Which, if your statement about that it's okay, it's just the way you use it, is correct, then.
Right.
Well, but it's relying on farmers and municipalities being responsible with it, which...
Very
if you look at any number of substances, you know, fertilizers and whatnot, they just really don't care.
And I also read that it was really only one of the isomers that was causing any sort of harmful effect whatsoever. And
is
that was only about...
It
was just the arrangement of whether it was, like, I guess, cis or trans.
Yeah.
Really. And it was 60...
Or ortho?
I was going to say, I believe you're talking about para or ortho.
Uh-huh.
Same so basic thing.
In a ring
cis
structure.
Cis or trans is over a linear...
It's a chain. Right.
Chain.
Even
O-M or P are around the ring.
It wasn't around the ring, though.
Yes, it is.
Well, I mean, it was whether the chlorines were facing each other.
Yeah, and this is the P isomer. If it's over here, this is the O isomer.
Yeah, okay. That's what I said. Right?
Even I remember that from my organic.
I mean, whatever. Does it really matter?
It matters to me.
You and Dr. Landorf can,
regardless,
be very happy.
Does it really
about
matter
it?
What the name of the snake was in the WWF wrestling guys?
No, Adam was the one that was all over that.
The check is here.
It is.
So I think that concludes.
Wow, now you're being racist. Sorry. Check? I thought it was kind of funny since, no?
That was hilarious.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Since you were mentioning, you're talking about the nationalities.
Come on.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. No,
it's
making
like
7:15
or 7.
7:15, we'd be in big trouble.
Why?
Anne would be freaking out.
8:30
if she wouldn't find
is our
her,
meeting.
Find her parking spot.
That's
she was
true,
freaking
I
out the first time
spot,
we came here.
So I think we do have to definitely get Carla to come, because Carla told me she gets to school at 5 a.m.
She does.
Shorts up.
Wait, where
crazy.
Does she park?
She's got the station wagon.
Oh, she does get there very early,
yes,
yeah.
So I think she should come.
She won't. We can't even get her to listen.
I know.
She tried. And you said it was.
Does Jesse listen? Does her husband?
I don't think he would listen.
I think
like
he would.
This.
He's all
the
for
the man
nonsense.
Collects cigars or pipes.
He seems like a man's man. This is not a man's man.
I don't know. I think he's pretty nerdy.
Technology at a community college.
I think he's pretty nerdy.
There's a different kind of, like, I get a vibe from him of being like a tough guy. Like,
I've never met
he's
him.
Gonna make fun of me, oh. basically.
Like, oh. Jay Schlechter is not listening to this.
Right. And those guys would have beat me up when
I
was in high school.
They wouldn't have.
Sure they would have.
They'd be scared by your friends.
Those are the guys
true.
That Jay Schlechter and
I is there a Polish mafia that I don't know about?
My friends are all bigger than me,
oh,
so
okay.
by a lot. By about 100 pounds.
Anyways,
the check is here.
Are you being racist?
See, it's funnier the second time around. That's what Quintana does, tell a joke over and over if it was at all
that's
funny.
That's really
at the
funny,
yeah.
yeah.
Really
after
gets
a
lot funnier.
All right, well, thank you for listening to CTCKY. If you want to comment on our blog.
Check out the blog. What is it? CTCKY.blogspot.com.
I believe that is correct.
And we'll see you next time.